أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال هي راودتني عن نفسي وشهد شاهد من أهلها إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين فلما رأى قميصه قد من دبر قال إنه من كيدكن إن كيدكن عظيم يوسف أعرض عن هذا واستغفري لذنبك إنك كنت من الخاطئين صدق الله العظيم. These are from verses 26 to 29 of Surah Yusuf. In the last discussion, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam turning away from the pursuance of Zulaykha, knowing full well that it is an act of disobedience, and in an act of disobedience one needs to move away. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam runs towards the door. She pursues Sayyiduna Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam by chasing, running behind him. When they come to the door outside, they find that the Aziz, the governor of Egypt, is standing there, her husband, and her submission to him is that Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam had sought to seduce her. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَن نَفْسِي. Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam defends himself and he says that she had persuaded him, she sought to seduce him, and hence ulama have written that one should take note that Yusuf alayhi salam did not begin the charge against her, but he said this in defense. One very important aspect would be that being a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, an accusation, an allegation is made against him, and it is neither against nubuwat nor is it against taqwa. That when allegations are made against an individual, that is false allegations, then one should defend oneself and one should not remain in a situation where suspicion and doubt may creep in. So hence Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam had then defended himself. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا. Apparently there was no one there to have witnessed the pursuance of Zulaykha. There was no one there to witness the incident. But what would have helped was some person witnessed this and would have been able to come forth with some kind of evidence. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that one witness had testified with regards to the entire incident, who this person was and what kind of evidence the person gave. The evidence was not a testimony of seeing the action in itself, but of course circumstantial, that look at the circumstances, and then you may be able to conclude, O Aziz Misr, who is guilty and who is not guilty. So according to many narrations, it was a little child that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had brought to the fore. And this child, some say it was the child of the uncle or aunt of Zulaykha, that was not in a position to have spoken, a little small child, a baby. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the hadith, we won't go through the entire hadith, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam spoke about individuals that had spoken whilst in childhood. One was this child, the other was in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the child of the woman that would comb the hair of the family of Fir'aun. And then we find in the hadith a person by the name of Juraij. that an allegation was made against him and a child spoke and the child defended him. And then in the Quran Sharif itself, we find Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, whilst just one day old, according to certain narrations, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him the power of speech, and where he warded off the allegation against his mother. So this is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that here is a Nabi that tried to fulfill and be obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala had given this child not only the power of speech, but a great perception and a power of understanding. The child said, "In kana qamisuhu qudda min qubul," that, "Oh Aziz Misr, see if the garment of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam is torn from the front." Fasadaqat, then Zulaykha will be true. She will be speaking the truth with regards to Yusuf alayhi salam pursuing her. Wahuwa min al kadibin, and Yusuf alayhi salam will be from amongst the liars. This would have happened that both of them would have been facing each other. He would have been making an advance. She would have tried to ward him off, and in that she could have torn his garment. Wa in kana qamisuhu qudda min dubur, and if the garment is torn from behind, fakadhabat, then she has lied, in that she would have been pursuing him, trying to stop him. Wahuwa min as-sadiqin, and Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam would have been from amongst the truthful. Falamma ra'a qamisahu, when he saw the garment, he examined the garment of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wassalam, qudda min dubur, it was torn from behind. He realized that Zulaykha was at fault. Qala innahu min kaydikun, he said that this is from amongst your plots, your plans. Inna kaydakunna azim, and certainly you, O woman, your plans are very great. In other words, the kind of beguile that you would have, you would be very great. Yusufu arid an hadha, O Yusuf, turn away from this. In other words, forget about this incident. Do not speak about this incident, because speaking about it is going to create a great deal of dishonor, disrespect in the community. Wastaghfiri li dhambik, and you, O Zulaykha, seek forgiveness for your sin. Now, we did speak about the fact that they worship idols, but some scholars are of the opinion that despite the fact that they worshipped idols, they believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innaki kunti min al khati'in, for certainly you are amongst the wrongdoers. And here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in this way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala absolves Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam of the sin. Allah wards away the allegation from Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, and the truth is unveiled. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.